We're live and local until midnight, 8 o'clock, Area 45. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. I see Chris Santiago in the building already. They will hold it down from 8 until midnight. All right, give us your best bets. I know you, as you said, you won 3 out of 4 yesterday, made a little cash.
Yeah, 3 out of 4. Only one that did not hit yesterday was that first half over for the Lakers and T-Wolves.
That was the T-Wolves' fault.
But a strong start to the NBA betting season for your boy.
There you go. Make some money. All right, make the people some more money. What you got tonight?
We dipped a toe yesterday. I gave you those four best bets. Going to up the ante a little bit tonight. There was a little more I liked. A little more action out on the hardwood tonight. I got six for you. Pencil, pen, whatever you need, have it ready. Miami Heat, I got their money line. Like the odds, take the Heat money line. I got the Jazz minus 2.5 points tonight. I got the Pelicans minus 5.5. I have the Magic and Heat game going over 208 points.
With Miami in it, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like it. And then I got two player props for you real quick. Haliburton under 9.5 assists. Those odds are glorious, and I think that will hit for sure. And then I got our own, the Houston Rocket, Van Vliet, under 7.5 assists tonight at Toyota Center. I think he's going to be looking to score a whole lot more, and he's going to be looking to set his teammates up. So,
yeah, I was eyeing those two player props you got down there looking at this group. Boy, I mean, just the Magic and the Heat, boy, I wonder, just Miami just likes to suffocate people defensively, and their games just seem to be kind of slow. That one makes me nervous. The Fred one, I really like that one.
That might be my favorite one for tonight.
I like that one. You said you got you're taking the under?
Yes, under 7.5 assists for Fred.
I just don't know how many people on the other end of it's going to be knocking down these shots is my thing. I don't know how many Reed Shepard will see
what their
what their shooting is like. With that, I think they'll win tonight. I think the Rockets will beat the Hornets, but and I think we'll see a lot of Jalen Green with the ball in his hand, kind of initiating offense. I think Şengün will see take turns at doing that too. The Haliburton one though, I don't know about that one, Tyler.
You don't like that one.
Well, they're playing the Pistons and they force high tempo, and they're a high assist team. I don't know about the under on that one. It feels like a 10, 11, 12 assist guy tonight against the Pistons. So we'll see about that. We'll see what you go tonight.
Get a heater going.
Hey, we got to clear something up here, T. You said Jazz minus 2.5, and on your graphic here, you got them plus 2.5.
That's what I meant. My mistake.
It's Jazz plus 2.5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was just cleaning that up for you.
No, for sure. I didn't realize I said minus.
I'm going to go with the Pelicans minus 5.5. At home against the Bulls. I think the Pels take this one big. I think it's a double digit dub here.
So you like the Pels bet. Ron likes the Van Vliet prop the most. Van Vliet one, yeah. And Ron hates my Haliburton bet.
I just think it's going to be an up and down game.
I mean, you basically said I'm going to lose money tonight, man.
The whole theme is best bets. You have to pick the ones you hate.
They're all the best.
That Pelicans one. I know many people have said it. I feel like this is the year Zion.
This is it, huh? I don't know if it's a year, but I need it to be tonight is the night.
Since that guy's shoes exploded off.
Have you seen him?
Is he in shape?
Yeah. He did that.
For now.
It was earlier in the summer.
Did he leave that porn star alone?
Did she leave him alone is the question.
I'm sure.
She hounded him.
I thought that was Stroud with Amber.
No, he had Mariah.
Oh.
I've watched. Well, let me stop there. But I mean, he's
Ron gonna get in trouble.
I think he let her. But I saw him at a event where he was some basketball kids event for kids or whatever. And I mean, he looked like every bit of 40 pounds.
Really?
That he had dropped.
It makes me feel like better about it too.
It was people showing it looked like he looked sick.
Oh, he lost it, and Harden probably got it.
Yeah, he's got a bodysuit. No, we'll see. I do. I think this is the year Zion gets it. I think this is the year that Zion kind of picks it up, because he was showing it in the playoffs, and that like in the play-in game, and then the playoffs, yeah. he was rolling till he got injured. He got hurt again, which kind of is his thing with that weight too. He got himself hurt, but I think this is it. I am trying to get on that Zion.
How you feel about my best bet?
What's up, guys? I'm Jalen Green.
I just got no clue what the Bulls, what they're bringing
to the table.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think any of us do at this point in time.
but still with DeRozan, like that, I didn't know what direction we're in. They let him go to the Kings, and they're trying to roll with Kobe White to kind of step forward. I don't really know.
Tyler, can you go ahead? You got enough room for me?
I'm actually completely tapped out for now.
See, man. He is
got a lot of action, man.
He is unreliable.
You just got to get to me earlier.
See, he can, like, this is, boy, you could really get yourself on player props. Like, you could really get yourself.
Those are my baby.
Like, loaded up. And now he can do parlays with them?
Yeah, but he don't have no room for me to bet hardly ever.
God, I wonder what the bet was for three-pointers made by the Celtics last night. Because whatever that was, they made 29 threes last night.
How many did they shoot? 39?
No, they probably shot 60. I mean, they made 17 in the first half. Honest to God, I want to count how many games it's going to take the Rockets to get to 29 threes. I think it may be in game three.